Hello, good afternoon, or is it evening? It's that in-between time. It's the 20th of August. I hope you've had a wonderful day. I've been battling with a migraine, and I think the migraine was winning for most of the day, but I've managed to get back into the driving seat and feeling better now. Hope you've all had a really wonderful weekend. The Paralympics start very soon, and I'm really hoping that the media give the Paralympics London 2012 all the coverage and all the support that these athletes deserve. Because throughout the Olympics, we've seen some amazing things, great achievements, people who have raised their game, people who've had tremendous self-belief, and with the right coaching and the right guidance, they've come a long, long way. And these athletes who are going to be in the Paralympics, I mean, they're an even greater inspiration. And I'm really hoping that they get the respect, the support, and all the energies that they deserve from all of us. I'm going to be just leaving a very short message with you just to say, whatever challenges you have in your life, don't worry, I've got a few more. But no, in principle, whatever challenges you have, it's always a good idea to prioritize what's really important. Because when you prioritize what's important, you'll get the self-discipline to follow through. And sometimes you can't follow through all the time. That's okay. Take a breather. Know what your priorities are. And then return to them as soon as you can. And steady, consistent steps will get you a lot further than the odd spurt of activity. You are tremendously powerful. I mean, in this day and age, if you are alive and not on drugs or an alcoholic or anything along those lines, you're already a success. So use the success that you have to empower yourself and empower the people that you care about, because together we can make a huge difference in this world. But most of all, remember what's really important to you. Write it down and then follow through. Just pick two or three things. I say pick three things and just follow through. Get them done, then pick another three things. And if you do that, by the end of the year, you'll be so much further forward than if you just let frustration get in the way. Anyway, this is Kirit Pankhania. I'm going to go and get myself a nice cold glass of water, and I'll be speaking with you again soon. Have a beautiful day and keep smiling. Bye for now.